A four-edged painting is a decoration painted on the edges of a book's pages for beautification. The foredge, as the name indicates, is the fourth edge of the book, not the spine, or the top, or the bottom edge, but rather the outside edge that the reader would use to thumb through the pages. The earliest foredge paintings date possibly as far back as the 10th century, when symbolic and clearly visible designs were added to the foredge. Around the 16th century, some Italian artists began to use foredge of the books as a canvas to make books more beautiful. These early instances of decorative foredge paintings were applied outright on the edges of the leaves, easily making them visible to anyone who cared to look when the book was closed. In the 17th century, however, English bookbinders took this skill one step further by discovering that if one painted on the inner edges of the bent book pages, then gilded or marbled the outside pages, the scene would be undetectable when the book was closed and only reveal itself when the pages were fanned slightly, creating a disappearing and reappearing masterpiece. These types of foredge paintings, only visible when the pages are fanned in a certain way, often require a special stand or press for display that keeps the pages held at the right angle to show the art. Otherwise, when the book is closed, the painting remains undetectable. Well, it's amazing enough to hide one painting this way. Some artists created the dazzling technique of the double foredge painting. This way, a book's foredge shows two different scenes when the pages are fanned back to front and then front to back. The Noel Collection is proud to have one of these masterpieces. Gilbert Burnett's sixth volume, The History of the Reformation of the Church of England, published in 1825, is bound in red leather, but otherwise looks ordinary. Until, that is, you slightly bend its pages and discover its hidden foredge painting. Each volume has a particular view that together form a fascinating panorama of the city of London at the start of the 19th century. But to quote that famous trope, wait, there is more. As you turn over the book and fan its pages back to front, you discover a completely different scene of the city. It is such a little surprise that makes traditional books such a fascinating thing to behold. A book by its very nature is a very tactile object. You can pick it up, you can rifle through it, you can feel it, and you can enjoy that unique smell that books have. I'm sure many of you have done this. And then, if you can find a special secret surprise on its foredge that has been handcrafted just for that book, it becomes something really special and unforgettable. And for the Noel Collection, I'm Alexander Mikhaberidze.